Anything else that I need to respond to? Okay, Andrew.
I don't know how to best express this, but I have a question concerning the balance between a life of concentration and being Jesusly human. And, you know, as a parent of three children, and I, many of us, we all want to see our children live a normal human life and to be gained for the Lord in the church life. But on the other hand, as part of the church life, there are many constraints on our time, and there's meetings and there's service. And, this is something that I've been grappling with. How do we care for our families in the proper? I mean, you shared some of this, but I'd like to hear a little bit more concerning how do we? And I know that, you know, even our children, the Lord has their own course for them, and they may not all make it into church life. But, you know, I've seen many who have been so given for the church life that sometimes the children suffer.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go either extreme, but this is just my nature. I think the nature of brothers especially to go extreme.
Okay, I can offer more fellowship, but there's no how as far as the method. There are some, they're not competing principles, but they're balancing principles that operate simultaneously. And you and your wife before the Lord will need to consider what you need to do at any given time, what you need to do with each particular child. Because the second one ain't going to be anything like the first, probably. The first thing I would say is we need to reaffirm the priority. And that is, we're here seeking the kingdom first. And first is Christ and the church. If we invert that and family replaces the church as a priority, we're cutting ourselves off from the Lord's blessing. So the priority is Christ and the church is first. And that's based upon Christ as the burnt offering. This is settled. But many of us, our experience testifies, living out that priority doesn't eliminate the proper investment of time to care for the family. My daughter, at a certain point, was in gymnastics, so I not only took her to and from, but was at some of her meets. When the boys were younger, they played soccer. I attended many of their games. On one Friday night in Irving, Texas, I was absent from the home meeting because the MacArthur Cardinals were playing the Arlington Colts in the first round of the Class A high school playoffs at Texas Stadium, and it was time for me to be a dad. There was one time on a Thursday night, there was a service meeting, and I felt I had to go. If I didn't go, I would not be seeking first the kingdom. My wife is standing in the hall, very, very pregnant, asking me to stay home. Sorry to say, my concept of absoluteness was I must go. Then that night, her water broke. We had been to childbirth class. She is calling sisters, you know, telling them, I'm going now. And I realize she's already in transition. We've got to move fast. It probably took us 15 years to recover from that one. If I had been enjoying the Lord, if I had been living to the Lord, I would have said, on this Thursday night, wife is first. The service group will get along fine without me. If the brothers think I'm compromised, then just let them think I'm compromised. So there are, within this priority, when we touch the humanity of Jesus, that he will clearly lead us to take some limitations on our church involvement. Brotherly strictly told his co-workers, you must have one night a week for the family. This was his word. And he had 8 children, and he knew the toll of when circumstances disallowed the adequate care. I just know that when we seek the kingdom first and have the priorities, the Father will meet the need, and as the Lord lives in us, we'll realize that I need to take time with the family. I am going to be gone for a week. We're going up to Big Bear at the Golden Bear Lodge. I'm going to be fishing in Big Bear Lake, where I think there is no fish. And that's where I need to be. That's where my family needs to be. And somehow the work, the ministry, the church, the Lord's recovery, the kingdom, the body, the one new man was just able to go on fine while I was at Big Bear or at Yosemite or somewhere else. My wife and I, excuse me for being anecdotal, but I think the principles are more living if you see them embodied. We learned to practice, when we could, preventative maintenance. By preventative maintenance was when she realized that I'm nearing the point of depletion and I realized that she needs a break. We went out to desert hot springs for 3 days in the off season where it was affordable. And we had a very good working relationship with another church family. For 2 or 3 days, they take our 3. For a few days, we take their 4. It's good for the kids to be together. And somehow, it just works out. I just cannot give you a method. I do not know your wife's capacity, but I'm pretty sure your wife is going to have a clearer read of the condition of the marriage and the family than you do. And you need to listen to her and to respect her sense about what the need is. And the Lord will bless that. That's why we can still say, it was in a meeting, I was forgetting the chant. My 39-year-old son says, 8 to 5 to SeaWorld Drive, etc., etc. That's all I can offer you. But our testimony is, and you touch many families. You touch Brother Ed Marks. You touch Brother Rick Scatterday. You touch many families. That we can live out this balance under the priority. Then the Lord will honor the priority of seeking the kingdom first. And he will direct us. The Lord used that brother to tell me, take your family away. Take a few days off, even from your work. But I had to get through my religious and ethical conscience to be able to do that. My conscience is worldly. To see Shamu perform, it's worldly. So excuse now, I'm ending with the most pitiful pun, but I just want to do it. If you go to SeaWorld, You can comfort yourself on seeing God's eternal purpose. I told you it was pathetic.
We wanted to keep the time. We should thank the Lord for the fellowship tonight. We'll find a way to post it one way or another. So we want to take care of the kids, so we should end now. I thank the Lord for this time together.
Amen.